Good morning, everyone. I'm glad you're here, because my friend Mary and I have a wonderful story to share. Good morning, everyone. Hi, Mary. What did you bring this morning? A candle. We can see that. But what is it for? So we can remember a birthday. I love birthdays. So whose birthday is it? It's everyone's birthday. Now, come on. My birthday was weeks ago. Yours isn't until summer, and I'm sure that all of our friends here do not have the same birthday. That's because you're thinking of the wrong birthday. I'm talking about the birthday of the church, and our birthday as Christians. That's why I brought a baptismal candle, and that's why we're going to tell our friends the story of Pentecost. Now I'm catching on. Can you kids say that word with me? Pentecost. That's a big fancy word that means 50. It was 50 days since Jesus had come alive again on the first Easter. Days of joy and celebration. But just over a week ago, many of Jesus' friends had watched him go back to heaven right before their eyes. Jesus told us, go to the city of Jerusalem and wait for a special promise. So we went and we waited. And we waited. And waited. It's hard to wait when you're expecting a wonderful surprise. Jesus had promised to send the Holy Spirit and power so that his friends could tell everyone that Jesus was the Savior sent by God. Finally, on the day of Pentecost, the promise arrived. First, we heard a strange noise, a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. The sound filled the whole house, and then little flames appeared above the heads of Jesus' friends. The Holy Spirit had come to us, just as Jesus had promised. Many people in the city that day came to see what was going on. We started to tell the people about the wonderful thing God had done. But when we spoke, it wasn't in our own language. It was in the language of the people around us. Suddenly, we could tell people about Jesus in languages we had never spoken before. People were amazed and they believed what the disciples were telling them about Jesus. They believed that Jesus was the Son of God, and that he had died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things we do. And they believed that Jesus had come alive again. The people were so excited to hear the good news that many of them asked to be baptized so that they could be forgiven of their sins and have the Holy Spirit too. 3,000 people were baptized that day. And that's why Pentecost is sometimes called the birthday of the church. From that day forward, the number of Christians grew and grew as more and more people heard the good news about Jesus and became his forgiven children forever. Our Bible words today remind us that God has saved us. They're from the book of Acts in the New Testament. It says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let's have our little friends and our big friends say that together. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Very good. So, Mary, what's all this got to do with that baptismal candle? Well, for many of us, the Holy Spirit first came to us when we were baptized. So, we have two birthdays, the birthday we were born and the birthday when we were baptized. This candle reminds me of that special birthday. What a good way to celebrate. Does this involve cake? Well, we'll see. But I think if our little friends here head over to Sunday school, they'll find a surprise waiting for them. Bye, everyone. Happy birthday. See you next time.